So I'm excited tonight.
Se vă concentrați.
So I get to tell all of you in one shot.
Aș cânta bine tot la
what Jesus has done for me.
Ca să zici ce tu mă. Papa le dă de. Papa le stil cu plec. Bani o să.
I'm 27 years old.
Mă gândesc tot timp.
For the last 2.5 years, I've known Jesus.
A fiu pesa în mi, et mi mă conoce Jesus.
For the first 24 years of my life,
the premier,
I served the devil. But now Jesus has set me free. We've sung a lot about liberty. And I can tell you for sure that Jesus has given me liberty. For the first 24 years of my life, I went to church. I went to a Christian school. I led a Bible study. I went to a Bible school. I told people I love Jesus
with.
But I was a servant of the devil. Because it doesn't matter what I say I do. And it doesn't matter if I say that I love Jesus. I was practicing sin. And the Bible says that if you practice sin, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. John the Baptist. He came before Jesus. He came to prepare the way for Jesus. He had a simple message. He said, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus started his ministry, he had a simple message. He said, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus sent out his disciples, he gave them a simple message. He said, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So I'm here tonight. And I tell you, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For the last night, we've heard about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. We've heard a lot about the kingdom of darkness. I want to tell you about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is full of peace. It's full of joy. It's full of love. If you tell people you love Jesus with all your heart, but you're practicing sin, you don't know the peace of God. You don't know the joy of God. I was in that place. I told people I loved him with all my heart. But I did not know the joy of God. I did not know the love of God. I did not know his peace. My conscience condemned me. I don't want you to stand before him and have him say to you, if he points to you, away from me. I never knew you. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you life abundantly. He wants to feed you with the finest of wheat and the living water. For if you drink of that water, you will never thirst. And if you eat of his flesh, you will never be hungry. He satisfies you like nothing else can. I tried it all. Nothing satisfies you.
Satisfied. Hallelujah.
I want you to know Jesus.
Você conhece Jesus.
If you say that you believe in Jesus,
you quite Jesus.
We all want eternal life. What is eternal life? Eternal life is to know the Father. And to know the Son who He sends. I ask you tonight, do you know Him? I'm asking you if you know Him. Do you know His speech? Do you know the love of God? Do you have love for your enemies? Do you have love for those who steal from you? Do you have love for those who speak evil of you? Do you have power over sin? I told you the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What is the kingdom of heaven? The kingdom of heaven does not come with signs to be observed. I've just told you what the kingdom of heaven is. The kingdom of heaven is in here. It's peace. It's joy. It's righteousness. When Jesus becomes king of your life,
what are you?
I never had the peace of God. When there were other kings in my heart. Money was a king. Sports were a king. Women were a king. Fame was a king. My career was a king. Jesus can have many kings. He is the King of Kings. He won't share your heart with anyone else. And you want the kingdom of heaven. If you want it in your life, if you want to know the peace of God, if you want to know liberty, He has to be king. The only king. He's a jealous king. He won't share His kingdom with anyone else. His kingdom is your heart. He wants your heart. He wants all of you. I'm here to plead with you. Paul said he was an ambassador of Jesus Christ. He had a message. It was a message of reconciliation. He wanted to reconcile people back to the Father. He pleaded with people. It was Jesus pleading through him. He was pleading that people would be reconciled back to God. So I plead with you tonight. You've heard the message now for 6 nights. You're going to hear it again tonight. I plead with you tonight. Be reconciled to God. I'm not talking to unbelievers. Or those who say they're not Christian. I'm talking to everyone. I'm asking you simply to be honest with God tonight. Jesus, the only King in your life. I lied to myself. I was deceived by the devil. And I want to spare you tonight. From this same deception. Be honest with yourself tonight. Is Jesus the only King? He must be the only King in your life. It's expensive. I won't lie to you. You have to get rid of the other kings. There's a parable in the Bible. Jesus says, what can we compare the kingdom of heaven to? He says, the kingdom of heaven. It's like a great treasure. It may be buried in this field. Well, someone comes and finds that treasure. They go and sell everything they have so that they can buy this field. They can have the treasure. He says the kingdom of heaven may also be compared to someone who buys great pearls. And he has lots of pearls. But then he finds the one pearl. The one pearl of great price. And he sells every other pearl that he has. Then he can buy that one pearl. That pearl. That treasure in the field. There's Jesus. It's his kingdom. It's him in your heart. Ruling and reigning in peace. Love. Joy. There's power. John the Baptist said, when he saw Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God. Who takes away out of the world. He doesn't cover up the sin of the world. He came to take it away. If you want freedom tonight, if there's things in your heart that you know you can't have victory over, I'm here to tell you tonight, there's victory in Jesus. He will take it away. He won't cover it up. He'll take it away. He wants to know, though. He wants to know you're serious. He wants to know he can have all your heart. So I'm here to ask you one simple thing. Please give all your heart to Jesus. Be honest with yourself tonight. It's what you're living for tonight. Is it worth dying for? Maybe you're living for Jesus. And I praise God for that. But if you're not living for Jesus, then I plead with you tonight. Give him all your heart. You won't be disappointed. You will know peace. You will know joy. And you will know the love of God. You will know the power of God.
evangelho.
Paul gave a simple message.
Paulo deu a um mensagem que
it was the message of the cross. If you're willing to die with him, if you're willing to suffer with him, if you're willing to die to your own desires, then you will live with him here and now. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He wants to give you that life tonight. So I plead with you. Count the cost tonight. Nothing compares with Jesus. Give him all your heart tonight. Make a commitment that you're willing to suffer with him. And he won't disappoint you. The Bible says that anyone who puts their trust in God will not be disappointed. That whoever's strength is in him, they will go from strength to strength. That the loving kindness of God, it is for those who fear him. So I ask you tonight, give your life for Jesus. It's 2.5 years since I made that decision. They've been 2.5 of the most difficult years of my life. But in the midst of it all, I have peace. I have joy. I have love. I have kindness. I have goodness. I have faithfulness. I have self-control. It's not me. But I died. And my life is hidden with Christ in God. And the life I now live, I live by faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm asking you tonight, come now. That's the message. Come now. Give your heart for Jesus. I plead with you tonight. It's not a decision you will regret. I stand here as a testimony of what Jesus can do in someone's life when they give their heart all for Jesus. It's not me. It's the power of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the cross. If you're willing to get on it tonight, you will know the life of Jesus. I ask you, come, give your life for Jesus. Put your trust in him. I'm not asking if you're a Christian. I said I was a Christian. I'm simply asking, whatever you say you are, if your heart is not fully surrendered to Jesus, come and humble yourself tonight. He gives grace to the humble. I never knew the power of God. I never knew freedom from sin until I humbled myself. And you feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit tonight. Don't resist him. Don't resist him. The devil lies. He's the father of lies. He'll lie to you tonight. He'll tell you another time. He'll tell you tomorrow night. He'll tell you the next day. There's always tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Why would you want to leave here without knowing his peace? Why? Come. come tonight.
Vinyaswaya. Vinny.